Leading successful change as a strategic imperative. How do you lead change as a strategic imperative? A leader's job in leading successful change is on people, to ensure that people in the organization are ready, able, and willing to accept and implement change as a strategic imperative and as an ongoing requirement to achieve business and organizational success. Leading change is focused on managing the human response to change and being cognizant of the fact that change is not easy, as individuals like to hold on to the comfort zone. There is always a great temptation to stay in the comfort zone because it makes people comfortable. John Carter, on the subject of change, said, "The rate of change is exponential. Not only do we have political uncertainties, but technology keeps spiraling and globalization creates interesting ties between countries. That means that something that affects one is felt by others a long ways away." You see, the acceleration of change presents a challenge and an opportunity at the same time. Things are changing very fast, and businesses, organizations, governments, and individuals will continue to go through change. This suggests that for businesses and organizations to be successful now and in the future, it is imperative to develop the capability of changing quickly, successfully, and not responding to the waves of change. Leaders must develop the capability, competency to shape and lead change with strategic intent and excellence. Develop leading change as a core competence within the organization and not left to a few change apostles. It is also important that organizations, businesses, and individuals are prepared and able to anticipate change, be ready for change, embrace change, and navigate successfully through change. In leading successful change, leaders should endeavor to address the impacts of change before they occur by initiating a series of strategic and tactical activities to guide in effectively leading and supporting positive change within areas of the business. It is also critical to inform and prepare staff on how to deal with the new changes, facilitate in letting go of ingrained practices and moving towards new and efficient ways of doing business, and create a climate of change agility. Here are a few questions for leadership reflection. How can we take advantage of the opportunities that change and disruptions bring? How can we prepare ourselves and others to embrace and be resilient through change and disruption? How can leaders recruit a volunteer army of employees or apostles to champion successful change? How can middle managers commit and become advocates for successful change? How can we inspire the entire organization to embrace and exploit change and disruption? How can we inspire and engage other leaders to support change and transformation coming from the executive bench? How do we introduce change in an organization already experiencing initiative overload and other ongoing corporate projects? It is interesting to note that in spite of all the books written on change management, publication of lessons learned, the development of numerous change models, the availability of change tools and templates, the socialization of best practices on leading and managing change, the needle has not significantly shifted in favor of successful change and business transformation. Why is that? The answer lies in how leaders and individuals view change and business transformation. I am the guy leaders call to facilitate change and transformation. When people are looking to facilitate successful change and transformation, they call me. So please send me an email on transformationforchange@gmail.com for a free consultation on how to help you and your leadership team on leading successful change and transformation. Or visit my website on www.transformationforchange.com. So you can reach us on transformationforchange@gmail.com or www.transformationforchange.com. Looking forward to working with you. Thank you.